We're checking out San Francisco. Oh, yes, just go San Francisco, then indiemedia.org. Hearing horns outside. This is a very interesting architecture. San Francisco Independent Media Center is an architecture I haven't seen in a while. I don't know if I like it. Very confusing. Needs to get you be used a little. Well, it's interesting to be sure, but I'm not sure if it's useful. It may require some time to get used to, or at least I think so. So scanning the newswire, seeing things, checking out the corporate press. There's actually an article in the New York Times with regards to Europeans protest war. Yes, that's right, it's only Europeans who are protesting war. Wacky Europeans. Old Europe. AP report from London saying thousands of anti-war protesters are gathering in cities in Europe and Saturday to mark the second anniversary. Protests were unlikely to match in size those held in February 2003, but more than last year. 10,000 anti-war protesters gathered in Hyde Park. Istanbul, Turkey, an estimated 15,000 marched in the Kadıköy neighborhood. But we'll take a phone call for the moment.
Yeah.
Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Hey, this is Scribbler with the North Side March.
Hey, what's new?
We just left the Healing Earth bookstore, where the owners there were gracious enough to provide us with some donuts, some bagels, some coffee, and some rest. We were able to sit down. You know, things are going good. We got a little over 30 people.
Nice.
And we're marching down Ashland to Cabrini Green next.
Oh, you're going to Cabrini Green? Okay.
Yes.
All right. How far have you marched so far?
I'm not sure. Quite a few miles.
Okay.
You know? I mean, you know, some of us were really starting to feel it. It is, you know, really good timing when we, stop by Healing Earth.
Totally. Response been the same? Anything, things have basically more or less been what they've been like all morning long?
Yeah, you know, we've, gotten, overwhelming support. Very few, people have been, angry at us. But, you know, the vast majority of people have been supportive of us. And, you know, we have a lot of signs. Maybe I should read some of the signs to you.
Yeah, please.
We have one that says, "Stop military recruiters," and like the stop is like a stop sign. We have another one that says "Free speech on Michigan," referring to Michigan Avenue. We also have one that has a drawing of George Bush looking like the devil, and it says he's not the president of me. We also have a red and black sign that says "Fight the rich, not their wars." Soldiers sent to kill and die or left ill and homeless and question why.
Quite.
We also have a couple of people carrying black flags, and you know, it's very going pretty good.
Very nice, very nice. Okay, so as far as your schedule for the morning, have you arrived at the recruitment center yet? At Clybourne?
No, that's the one
up?
By Cabrini Green. That
okay, that's the one by Cabrini Green. I see. Okay.
Yes.
Feel free to give a call when you've got that up. About the 10:30 hours when there's going to be a big crunch of that's when like four other events will basically start convening at that point. Rallies downtown involving Palestine, Leo Burnett, Southsiders. Northsiders, it's going to really be a big crunch, right? It's starting probably around 10:30. Okay, so, call in later when you get a chance.
All right, take care.
Okay, yep, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Scribbler, once again. For people outside of Chicago who might not know about Cabrini Green, Cabrini Green is a public housing complex on the near north side of Chicago, basically convened by the Chicago Housing Authority, regarded as a decidedly, decidedly poor neighborhood, renowned infamously so, for poverty, gangs, drugs, violence, and also a very strong community presence, it turns out. And the number of organizers around the city actually live in Cabrini Green. You can find out more going to voicesofcabrini.org, which is actually a film by Ronit Bezalel and Antonio Ferra, which you can purchase from Facets Multimedia. You can call toll-free 1-800-331-6197 at the website for voicesofcabrini.com. And an IM has just arrived. Check it out. It went pretty well. Referring to the interview with Terry Jones. Awesome. Glad to hear it. Continuing to give WNUR This Is Hell lots of preps. Keep up the great work. Okay. That was an IM message I just arrived. I have a feeling it's going to be a big crunch. Yeah, much like in physics, the big crunch, the presumed end of the world, or end of the universe, actually. The two trajectories that are expected are basically the universe petering out, and in another instant message arrives. We appreciate it. Thanks, WNUR. You're welcome. I'll just give them the link. To ChicagoIndieMedia.org. Okay, and we send that off. Very nice. So anyway, yeah, Cabrini Green. Decidedly poor neighborhood, decidedly strong community, housing complex there. And efforts were underway to try to tear it down. Googling what is Cabrini Green. I'm just taking out the internet searches I've seen for Cabrini Green. But and the Northsiders will be marching in solidarity with Cabrini Green protesters, which hopefully will be able to join in various actions there. We're at 10:06 a.m. here in Chicago, coming to you from the trenches. Chicago Indie Media's coverage of protests and events in Chicago and worldwide today, March 19th, 2005, commemorating the 2002-year anniversary of the escalation of the war in Iraq. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the growing network of independent media centers that span the globe. My name is Mitchell Strapinchik. Thank you very much for joining us. Call in with information to share, 773-384-8544. Also email imc-chicago@indymedia.org. Indymedia is spelled I-N-D-Y-M-E-D-I-A. Can also IM us at Chicago IMC. Anyway, back to this article about protests in Europe. In the southern city of Adana, home to a Turkish military base used by American forces, protesters laid a black wreath in front of the U.S. consulate to protest the war, according to the news agency Anatolia. In Sweden, about 300 protesters filled up the Sergel Square in downtown Stockholm, chanting slogans including USA out of Iraq. One environmental organizer says, "I think it's important to show that we still care about this," said Lynn Majuri, 15, a member of the group Green Youth, who held a banner reading, "Drop Bush, not bombs." "People have become apathetic about this. It's no longer something they walk around thinking about every day," she said. Demonstrations were also planned in Rome, Oslo, Norway, and in 9 Spanish cities, including Madrid, Barcelona, and the Basque seaside resort of San Sebastian. British elections expected in May added steam to the London protest. British Prime Minister Tony Blair has been Bush's staunchest ally in Iraq despite strong opposition to the war, especially among members of his Labour Party. Some protesters said they couldn't support Blair but didn't know whom else to vote for. Imagine that. The opposition Conservatives strongly backed the war, while the third largest party, the Liberal Democrats, opposed it. Several smaller parties are fielding anti-war candidates in hopes of loosening Blair's hold on power. Some demonstrators worried Bush might be planning another war in the Middle East or elsewhere. After Iraq, Iran, Syria, Cuba read one placard, "Stop this man," said another, alongside a picture of Bush with devil horns. Huh, that seems to be a going theme. It's both Chicago and protesters in London, I suppose, convey Bush as the devil. Hello? I thought someone else might be here. Currently, no one else is here at the offices here in Chicago in the media. Still waiting on phone calls and details. They're calling in. I have an idea. I'm going to take care of a technical thing. I don't want to go offline just yet. Independent media. I'm going to invite someone. Although this will take a while. Uh, 10:09 a.m. here in Chicago. Still waiting on, well, let's see what news. So that's what the New York Times has been reposting by the Associated Propaganda or Press, depending on your mood. What I'd like to do is actually go to Google News to see what coverage we're actually getting from the corporate press. Google News. More about unprecedented lobbying efforts by the Miami Herald's by Jeb Bush, governor of Florida. I type in the word protest into Google News. Europeans protest Iraq in war. The Khalij Times of United Arab Emirates. How many results did that deliver? Oh, only about 33,000 for the word protest. Top at this particular query is an article from the Khalij Times of the United Arab Emirates. Europeans protest Iraq war. And oh, look, it looks like that same darn... Yep, it's the same. It's a reprint of that same AP Newswire release. That happens a lot. I actually tried to look up some things a couple times, mostly regarding technical, computer-related news. And there was like basically a single, no, two press releases, more or less paraphrases of one each other, basically got reprinted in 83 different locales. It just makes me want to gag. Any more protests in Canberra, according to the Australian Daily Telegraph. This looks like new. Protesters in Canberra today marched against Australia's involvement in what they called the Coalition of the Killing in Iraq. The protest on the second day of rallies and marches across Australia and the world to mark the second anniversary of the United States invasion of the Middle Eastern nation in 2003. Around 150 people gathered in central Canberra just after midday and marched to the office of Liberal Senator Gary Humphreys. The march was designed to send a message to the federal government. Hello? Yes. Okay, good. Bring me up a little bit more. Good. The march was designed to send a message to the federal government that people were opposed to last month's decision to double the number of Australian troops in Iraq with the deployment of a further 450 soldiers, according to protest organizer Nick Everett. It was time that the Iraqis were left alone, said Mr. Everett, who is a member of the Socialist Alliance Party. I think there's plenty of evidence that the Iraqis opposed the U.S. occupation, he continued. Other speakers at the rally included a representative from the Canberra Islamic Council, the Greens Party, and Australians for Justice and Peace in Palestine. A protest march in Melbourne yesterday attracted about 1,000 people. Rallies will be held in Sydney, Newcastle, Byron Bay, Wollongong, Adelaide, Brisbane, Darwin, Townsville, and Perth on March 19th. A poll earlier this week found Labour's popularity has been decreasing. We'll talk about that more in a moment. Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Mitchell. It's Matt again.
Hi. What's new?
Hey. Not much. I'm right now at about Wacker and Dearborn.
Mm-hmm.
Showed up a little bit early for the Neil Burnett protest. Looks like we got about, 25 bicycle police and just a few demonstrators gathered. There's also a sizable number of plainclothes officers on State Street.
Hmm, interesting. I'll write that down. Where are you now again?
Right now I'm in the loop. I'm currently at State and Wabash.
State and Wabash. Okay. Let me just bring you down a little bit.
State and Wacker, actually, not State and Wabash.
Okay.
That's what I might
say. State and Wacker.
But there's police basically surrounding the Burnett building, about 10 on each side, like police. There's also a few paddy wagons, and then,
police surrounding Leo Burnett?
Just hanging out, though. There's,
right.
There isn't a demonstration going on. There's a few demonstrators gathered.
How many police do you see?
I see about 20, and there's about 15 gathered on the southeast corner of State and Wacker.
Okay.
So, just wanted to give an update for people who are looking at coming out to the demonstration.
Awesome. Please.
So, there's supposed to be that demonstration here at 10:30, the Eastern Student Theater March.
Indeed. 10:30 is going to be a big crunch of a lot of events that are going to ramp up. I count at least 4 events that are going to be taking place. Rallies outside the Israeli consulate, outside Leo Burnett. Southsiders are going to be convening as well. And the Northside March will be having their rally at Cabrini Green.
Awesome. Well, after that Wabash and Becker, on the northeast corner, there's about 9 police, plainclothes police, congregating, just hanging out, drinking coffee.
Where are they again?
Wacker and Wabash.
Wacker and Wabash.
Where the bridge is closed.
Can you get over the bridge?
It looks like it is completely closed off to northbound traffic.
Bridge. Which bridge is this?
The Wabash.
Wabash Bridge is currently closed. I'm typing this in as we talk to northbound traffic.
Now, in between Wabash and Michigan Avenue, there's two buses, Cook County Sheriff, with about 50 Cook County Sheriff police officers congregated on the sidewalk, on the north side of the sidewalk.
Okay.
So, we're about to be getting off the phone right now.
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks for your dispatch. Call in again.
Yeah, thanks a
lot. Okay, thanks. Bye. That's Matt again. Wabash Bridge between Wabash and Michigan. Just me updating the website. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay. We're submitting it, and we should be done. And I should take care of that. We're coming to you from the trenches. This is Chicago Indie Media's coverage of protests and events in Chicago and worldwide today. March 19th, 2005, commemorating the 2-year anniversary of the escalation of the war in Iraq. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the growing network of independent media centers that span the globe. My name is Mitchell Stepanchik. I'm your host, and I've been your host for the last 2 hours and 18 minutes. We'll be going on until at least 6 p.m. this evening. As Matt just did, you can call in with information, dispatches, questions, anything. Phone number 773-384-8544. You can also email us at imc-chicago@indymedia.org. Indymedia spelled I-N-D-Y-M-E-D-I-A. And you can also email, that's an email. Actually, I should say Chicago Instant Messenger, Chicago IMC, Chicago Instant Messenger, AOL Instant Messenger. Chicago IMC is the handle to use for that. Bear with me for a moment while I take care of a couple of technical things. Oh, scroll down. I need to talk about some other things. There it is. No. Scrolling down through an entirely really long list. There. Then we scroll all the way down. And submit. Okay. Just try it again with a couple of things. Um, Yeah, we're at 10:17 a.m. here in Chicago. Broadcast link is now on the website. Thanks to everyone who's been calling in, and thanks to people who have been giving updates. Continuing updates. Prime Minister John Howard of Australia admitted his decision to sending extra troops had damaged his party's standing with the public. Who knew? Maybe he shouldn't have done that. More protests. Ireland, the RTE, a public broadcaster out of Ireland. RTE.ie, the two-letter designation code for Ireland. Anti-war protest to mark Iraq anniversary is the headline. An anti-war protest is taking place in Dublin today to mark the second anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. The march is part of an international day of action which will see protests in cities around the world. The Dublin march was set off from Parnell Square at 2 p.m., being organized by the Irish Anti-War Movement, the NGO Peace Alliance, and the Peace and Neutrality Alliance. More than 100,000 people took to the streets on the capital on February 15th, 2003, in noted anti-war demonstrations. That's courtesy of RTE News, RTE.EIE. And the phone call. Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mitchell. This is Rita.
Hi, Rita. How are you doing?
I wanted to get some information about what's going on other places. I'm down at the Army recruiting station at 1239 North Clyburn. There's supposed to be a demonstration here at 10:05.
Right. They're running late.
I know. I figure they're running late. I wanted to know how much late they are.
They're heading now toward Cabrini Green. I don't know. It could be as much as I have.
They're really close. They're really close.
Yeah. They're heading now.
Okay, I see a couple cop cars pulling up.
Yeah, no, it's like just about 6 minutes ago. Can you hear me fine?
Yeah.
Cool.
I can hear you just fine.
Good. About 10:13 a.m., maybe like 6 minutes ago, we got a couple of phone calls basically saying that they were convening. So
there were some protesters here that were just by themselves. I heard about this that showed up, but they're waiting around here too for the demonstration.
Yeah, tell them to wait. No, they'll be there momentarily. They're arriving shortly. We're getting phone calls from protests and rallies both on the north and south side. It's been very active.
And I was down at Federal Plaza at 9:00.
Okay.
There are lots of barricades up. They barricaded everything around water pipes, sculptures. There's structures that are up that are barricaded. So it's cut down quite a bit of space from Federal Plaza. I just thought I'd let you know that.
Okay, I'll pass that along. So thank you. Anything else to share?
That's it for right now.
Okay, feel free to call back when you've got more.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks, Bye. Rita. Bye. That's Rita, a friend of mine who's also involved in Chicago Indie Media and the radio project. If you listen to From the Trenches on WLUW or online at chicago.indiemedia.org, you can hear her. So, calling at about 10:21 a.m., ralliers are already waiting for reinforcements at the... Now, which of the events is this? This is the Clybourn Recruitment Center. Recruitment Center at Clybourn. Also, serious number of barricades have been posted downtown, including those which I'll take care of that in a moment. Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Well, I'm listening here in Wyoming, and I was searching the internet to see if there was any television broadcasting going on. I know that the big event at the start, before the start of the war, the Republican...
You're calling from Wyoming State? I see. Wow, cool.
C-SPAN's not covering any of the demonstrations. I'm listening also at WBAI in New York.
Mm-hmm.
That's available on the internet also.
Right. WBAI.org.
That's what I was wondering, if you find out about any television linkage on the internet for it.
For the moment, I would think C-SPAN. I would think that C-SPAN might be your best bet. I don't know if you have.
I just checked their schedule. They don't have it scheduled at all.
Do you have? I'm wondering if free. I don't know if you have satellite television. Free Speech TV or Direct TV or Link TV?
No, I just got the standard cable.
Okay. I haven't heard of anything. I think Free Speech TV and perhaps Direct TV may be providing any coverage if there is any televised coverage. But you're right. I haven't heard anything otherwise. Okay. C-SPAN would be the natural bet, but I haven't heard anything about them as of yet. You may actually have more information on an update from that. But no, I'm afraid nothing else.
Well, I appreciate your program. Keep the airwaves free and open.
Thank you. Call again if you can.
I will.
What's your name?
David.
David. My name is Mitchell.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Now that's cool. Phone call from Wyoming. Which would shrink... as I was posting, a number of barricades have been posted downtown, including those which would reduce room for ralliers at Federal Plaza, I'll say that. Okay, that was a dispatch about 3 minutes old, and we will post it. And people have been covering things, so we'll submit this, and we'll welcome you from the trenches, coming to you from the trenches. This is Chicago Indie Media's coverage of protests and events in Chicago and worldwide. Today, March 19th, 2005, commemorating the two-year anniversary of the escalation of the war in Iraq. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the growing network of independent media centers that span the globe. As I had said, my name is Mitchell Strapinchik. Thank you very much for joining us. If you have information, questions, concerns, we'll try to do what we can. We'll definitely pass out efforts as much as we can. The phone number to call is 773-384-8544. Again, 773-384-8544. You can also email us at imc-chicago@indymedia.org. Or you can also call, you can also send us an AOL instant message at, made a bad thing. Excuse me a moment. I'm sorry. I'm just, like, gripped by something else. I'm trying to think of what to do next. Taking care of a couple of technical things here. Bear with me for a moment. There's phone there's a discussion activity. Reader called. Just sending out a quick message to some friends. That didn't work, so we'll try again. Hey, that's nice. Isn't technology wonderful? Just retyped it in for me. Okay, so I'm trying to think. Let's see what else there is. More protest actions. Unfortunately, we don't have anything on indie media as of yet, but if you know of anything, please email me or call me, 773-384-8544, imc-chicago@indymedia.org, or AOL Instant Messenger. Chicago IMC is the access token there to use. More protests. So we've covered protests in Australia, in Ireland, in Europe, London. Assorted protests regarding other things. Killer pesticide protest in Kerala, India. This is interesting. Kentucky.com. Lexington Herald Leader. A peace protest will begin in Phoenix Park. intersecting with the St. Patrick's Day Parade as well as with basketball games in Lexington, Kentucky, it would appear. But unfortunately, they barely mention the protest, so we will not talk about that. If you want to talk about sports, go to ESPN. Springfield parents protest. Springfield, Massachusetts. No, not the kind of anti-war protest I'm looking for, although it may still well be important. Continuing with trying to find coverage of things. Hello. We got a police face-off in New Zealand. Anti-U.S. occupation protest faces off with police is the headline from The Scoop out of New Zealand. Protest against the United States occupation of Iraq and ANZ Bank's involvement in Iraq banking led to a standoff between several hundred protesters and police in Auckland today, Saturday, March 19th. Around five people were arrested by police for allegedly blocking Queen Street, Auckland City's main street. Protesters had gathered outside the ANZ Bank on Queen Street. Police took advantage of a split in the protest as one group moved on, planning to picket the U.S. consulate at 23 Customs Street East. A group that remained outside the ANZ Bank was confronted by after a skirmish with a driver of a utility with what was determined to drive through a group of protesters occupying the Queen Street thoroughfare. Global Peace and Justice of Auckland, GPJA, organized the march in conjunction with a Global Day of Action marking the second anniversary of military and economic occupation of Iraq. Checking things quickly. Protesters, continuing with the protests in New Zealand. Protesters said that elite state interests in the United States and the United Kingdom and the multinational corporations they protect profit from the war and enhance their economic control. And this apparently strikes a lot of people in the hallway as hilarious. Meanwhile, the Iraqi people pay the price in blood and poverty, with some 100,000 dead and unemployment reaching 70%. GPJA claims that the ANZ Bank is making a killing in Iraq. As part of the consortium set up by the U.S. occupation, to manage the Trade Bank of Iraq, the ANZ plays a key role in promoting the interest of Western banks. They also have a number of photos, including one banner which reads, "No Fuel for War, No Wars for Fuel," courtesy of the Rising Tide organization out of Auckland, www.auckland.risingtide.org.nz. And they show protesters getting arrested, one being dragged by police officer, by a team of police officers, another one likewise the same. Police are being concerned there. Wow. A woman who's holding up a sign as she's standing on top of what looks to be a fire hydrant? Something. Or some pool of some kind. But this is cool. The Scoop really does give you the scoop. Comment and opinion. They provide articles from William Rivers Pitt, Greg Palast. I have his autograph, by the way. And Stateside with Rosalia. Trying to find more coverage, and we thank Google News for providing this coverage. Chicago Indie Media basically trying to compile things. And we've got more news on the way. Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Mitchell. It's Matt again.
Hey, Matt.
How you doing?
I'm fine. What's new?
Not much. I was just calling to report that the Southside is for Peace Peter March has just reached Leo Burnett.
Nice. Are there people already at Leo Burnett?
Yeah, there's a few people rallying. You know, there's still about 15, 20 police on, 15, 20 bike police.
How many
people? They're congregated on the north side of the building, on Wacker, on the south side of the street of Wacker, but on the north side of the Leo Burnett building.
Okay. It so sounds, I don't know if you know.
There's like 35 people rallying there.
Okay, Southside March has already.
Southside is for peace.
Oh, Southside is for peace. Thank you. Southside is for peace has already arrived at Leo Burnett. Nice. Okay, so again, you said something like 35 people?
Yeah. That was about 35, 30 people.
Okay, 30, 35 people rallying. Nice. How was the train ride? Were you on the train?
I was not on the train. I just saw a marching by, so I just figured I probably would inform you.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool. Okay. As I understand, I got a phone call maybe about 10 minutes ago basically saying that the police have put up a lot of barricades, including a lot of barricades in Federal Plaza. Do you know anything about that? Have there been a lot
I
of...
I I have not seen any barricades. I haven't even done that federal project.
Say that again, please.
I have not done that federal project.
Okay.
I wouldn't be able to tell you about that, but I haven't seen any barricades. I've been in the near north loop area. I haven't seen any barricades, but there are at least a few police officers on every corner.
Okay.
So.
Well, thank you very much. Anything else to report?
No, that's about it.
Okay.
That's about it.
So. Okay.
All right, good. But the rally at Wheeler Burnett's just kicking off right now.
Very nice. Good. Thanks.
All right, catch you later.
Yep. Bye. So Matt is calling up with again with details, giving the update. And they've already arrived. Already arrived at Leo Burnett 3035 rallying. I'm going to say... No. Typed in something wrong. Maybe as many police on hand. Okay. So we're updating that. Submit. Should actually, so yeah, it's now 10:34 a.m. here in Chicago, coming to you from the trenches. 10:30 is where the kickoff, the Leo Burnett rally, is apparently already convened. There's going to be marches and rallies involving the Palestinian consulate just east of Wacker on Michigan, being organized by the Israeli by the International Solidarity Movement. Southsiders for Peace have already said that they are meeting at Leo Burnett. They have already arrived. Probably already a rally now from the north side at Cabrini Green. If not, it's probably taking place momentarily. Or maybe it's just in this shortly. But we're basically in the time frame of that happening from the south side. So that's the latest there. Seems like most everything's going more or less according to schedule. The Northsiders might be a little bit late, but everything else just seems to be... moving along smoothly, as far as we can tell. One update I do want to do to the website. There. Submit. The excitement, radio excitement of updating a web page. I need sound effects. I need a producer is what I need. Anyone wants to come? I'm also getting hungry. I should probably eat now, while I actually have time to... have some food. Bear with me for a moment. I'm stepping away from the control center. And I'm going to grab a sandwich. During the noon hour, when I would typically eat lunch, I'm not going to have time to eat, I suspect. So, and I'm going to get very hungry. I'm actually already a little hungry now. So I'm going to eat a little bit. But anyway, we'll just come to you from the... In the meantime, we'll report that, as we've been saying all morning long... Coming to you from the trenches. This is Chicago Indie Media's coverage. In between bites. Of protests and events in Chicago and worldwide. Today, March 19th, 2005. Date which commemorates the second anniversary of the escalation of the war in Iraq. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the growing network of independent media centers that span the globe. My name is Mitchell Stupinchik. Thank you very much for joining us. We've been here and broadcasting and archiving for the last 2 hours and 38 minutes and change. If you'd like to participate, call in, please do. 773-384-8544. You can also email imc-chicago@indymedia.org or Chicago IMC via your AOL Instant Messenger account if you have AOL Instant Messenger. Having a number of assorted updates. One update at the 7 o'clock hour, one at the 8 o'clock hour, one, two, three during the 9 o'clock hour, and already four in this, the 10 o'clock hour of events. Weather seems to be holding steady. I'm going to just close this. One browser had a webpage in the National Weather Service that I was referring to frequently. No other information as of yet. Anyway, yeah, that's the thing. It's like trying to surf and talk at the same time, and eat too. Oh. I need another mouth. So it seems like, so far so good. Protests are more or less keeping the schedule. The north side might be the only one that's falling behind. Serious number of protesters have arrived surrounding things. Bear with me while I'm getting badly needed calories. People haven't been emailing just yet, but hopefully they soon will. The kind of thing where this momentum takes a while to build. It certainly did last year. This is actually a lot better as far as people calling in. A lot more people are contributing this year's efforts than did last year. I'm pleased by that, very pleased. Hopefully we'll get more people. The excitement of eating lunch on the radio, folks. Now there's reports of a Detroit anti-war demonstration. Now this is good. This is a global, the Michigan Independent Media Center from, this is a cool name, Aboyemi Azikiwi. Hope I got that name right. Dateline Detroit. Commemorating the second anniversary of the invasion and occupation of Iraq, the Detroit peace community calls for funding the cities, not the war machine, while increasing resistance to the occupation. Several hundred people rallied at the Spirit of Detroit and walked down Woodward Avenue on the evening of March 18th to protest the second anniversary of the invasion and occupation of Iraq. Organizers in the gathering, which began at 4:30 p.m., pointed out that the declining socioeconomic conditions in the Detroit area were closely related to the escalating expenditures on the failed war policies of the Bush administration in Washington, D.C. "Money for your cities, for our cities, not for war," was one of the main slogans while people gathered outside the Coleman A. Young Municipal Center. The crowd marched around the building on Woodward Avenue and Jefferson downtown, while dozens of cars blew their horns in solidarity with the Campaign for Peace. This demonstration was part of an international weekend of action designed to pressure the Bush administration to end the war in Iraq, a war which the peace movement contends was based on false allegations of weapons of mass destruction, WMDs, and their threats against the United States by the former government of Saddam Hussein. Since the commencement of the war on March 19, 2003, the American Defense Department has said that over 1,500 U.S. soldiers have been killed and more than 11,000 have been wounded. The war has cost the American taxpayer over $200 billion, with a B, in the U.S. Congress approving, with the U.S. Congress approving yet another $81.4 billion supplemental to continue the occupation, as approved earlier this week. This war funding is over and above the approximately $400 billion annual defense budget under the current administration in Washington. There were demonstrations held between March 18th through the 20th in over 20 cities in Michigan, including Ann Arbor and Lansing. These demonstrations coincided with other protests in cities across the United States and Europe. Perhaps the largest demonstration of the weekend took place on March 19th in New York, where hundreds of thousands of troops marched from Harlem to Central Park, calling for the immediate withdrawal of American troops from Iraq. Sergeant Camilo Magia, who joined the demonstration in front of the Coleman A. Young Municipal Center, told the Pan-African Newswire that, quote, I admired how the gathering brought together the current problems in the city with the war in Iraq, unquote. Magia had earlier received an award from the Detroit City Council, which has gone on record for its opposition to the war in Iraq, citing its negative impact on the city of Detroit. At 5:30, the demonstrators lined up and began to march north on Woodward Avenue through the heart of downtown Detroit. The marchers began to chant, "Money for our city, not for war. Money for health care, not for war. Money for education, not for war. Bring the troops home now. Stop the war, stop the layoffs." Right across from the destination point of the march, the Central United Methodist Church at Grand Circus Park, the Veterans for Peace had erected a memorial for the more than 1,500 American soldiers who have died over the past 2 years in Iraq. This memorial took the form of white crosses lined up all over the park, located at the corner of Woodward Avenue and East Adams. The more than 1,000 crosses were also designed to remember the Iraqi war dead, whom the British medical journal Lancet has estimated to exceed 10,000. Well, let's see what the current estimates are. Website which I actually mentioned last year, iraqbodycount.net, at last year's webcast. According to iraqbodycount.net, civilians reported killed by military intervention in Iraq, there's no official count. Basically taking all the news reports and basically just for each event figuring out the large, small and low end and high end of estimates and just adding up all the numbers. According to these estimates, we have a minimum number of civilians killed by the military intervention in Iraq, minimum so far 17,061. Maximum estimate of 19,432. So figure minimum somewhere in the range of about 18,000 protesters, people who were killed in the intervention in Iraq. But coincidentally, that also happens to be around the ballpark figure of the number of protesters who took part in protests around Lakeshore Drive on March 20th, 2003. Rather eerie coincidence. Back to the article in Detroit. Several close allies from the United States in the war have announced their withdrawal or their planned departure from Iraq. Just this past week, the Italian government stated that they will have all their forces out of the country by year's end, prior to scheduled national elections. A recent ambush of an Italian journalist who had been recently released from captivity resulted in the death of a high-ranking intelligence officer. The journalist was a writer for the Italian Communist Party newspaper Il Manifesto, which has been highly critical of the occupation. It has been reported that over 300 rounds of ammunition were fired into their vehicle by the United States troops while they were heading to the airport outside Baghdad in an effort to leave the country. Excuse me a moment while I... Last year, the Western European country of Spain withdrew its forces after a national election which placed a socialist government in power that was against continuing involvement in the occupation. The nations of Bulgaria and Ukraine, which have small contingents of troops occupying Iraq in support of the U.S. military, have also announced recently that they will be pulling out soon. Other speakers of the rally in the church included Reverend Harry Cook of the St. Paul Episcopal Church, Bishop Thomas Gumbleton of the Detroit Archdiocese, David Soule, president of the UAW local representing the city's water chemists, City Councilwoman Joanne Watson, and Congressman John Conyers of Detroit, and Hassan Nuwash of the Michigan Palestine office. Julie Boutel, a talented folk singer, opened up the rally and concluded the gathering with peace and civil rights selections. Soule pointed out during his speech that if the Pentagon would stop the war for a brief period, it could easily solve the budget deficit in Detroit, which stands somewhere between $200 and $300 million. Camilo Meja is the son of Nicaraguan immigrants who stated that he was a student when his reserve unit was activated to fight in the Iraq War. I was personally opposed to the war, but did not spend a lot of time thinking about its impact, Meja told a story of personal transformation from his opposition to political... from his personal opposition to his political transition designed to make a principled stand against the continuing occupation. The Detroit demonstration was organized by a coalition of various organizations, including the Michigan Emergency Committee Against War and Injustice, the Veterans for Peace, the Detroit Area Peace and Justice Network, the Gray Panthers, the Michigan Alliance to Strengthen Social Security and Medicare, the Michigan Coalition for Human Rights, Detroit Catholic Workers, Swords into Plowshares Peace Center and Gallery, Points for Peace, the Central United Methodist Church, the Greenhouse, the American Council on Palestinian Affairs, among others. And that's all at the Michigan Independent Media Center, michiganimc.org. Here in Chicago, we're coming to you with a phone call. Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Hello, this is Rachel on the Southside March.
Hey, Rachel. What's new?
We're doing really good. We're right at Wacker and Randolph right now, heading down to Leo Burnett. Our number's about the same as they were before, and we hear there's a lot of police presence down at Leo Burnett, but we're going to go down there anyway and follow our plan.
Very nice. You should know that there's already a good contingent of protesters who have already arrived. I got a phone call saying that Southsiders for Peace have already arrived at Leo Burnett.
Excellent.
Probably about 35 people are rallying there. You might find as many police there as well.
All right. Well, we will be there shortly.
Okay. Very cool. I'll update the website and tell everyone. Thanks so much, Rachel.
Right,
call again
you.
Soon. Bye.
Bye.
So 10:48 a.m. The South Side, the other South Side March is approaching Leo Burnett. I'm morning at 10:48 a.m. when we got the phone call. Okay, so it's now 10:49 a.m. here in Chicago, coming to you from the trenches. Chicago Indie Media coverage of protests and events in Chicago and worldwide today, March 19, 2005. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center and part of the growing network of independent media centers that span the globe. My name is Mitchell Strapinchik. Thank you very much for joining us. As Rachel just called, we invite you to call in as well. If you have breaking news to report, questions, concerns, please call 773-384-8544. You can also send us an email at imc-chicago@indymedia.org. No email as of yet, but that may change. You can also contact us via AOL Instant Messenger. The username for Chicago Indie Media is Chicago IMC for the Chicago Independent Media Center. So we've got two rallies that have already converged at Leo Burnett. We've got Southside rallies, which have been taking place at Cabrini Green. So this is nice. Okay. So you've had a rally at Cabrini Green. Rallies across the city, and with, it seems like, extraordinary support. So I think we're hitting a nerve. Good job, everyone. The protests, we've gotten reports so far from the North Side March, the South Side March. In about 10 minutes' time, a really big crunch of events are going to be happening. 11 o'clock. It seems like that might be the last of them, which we'll talk about in a moment. Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mitchell. This is Rita.
Hiya.
Again. I'm just checking in again. We don't have any protesters. Well, we have three protesters here.
Where are you?
On the recruiting center.
Oh, you're still at Cabrini Green, or
and they never arrived.
Oh my goodness, that's bad. I'm sorry.
Do you know if they went over to Leo Burnett instead?
I haven't heard word yet. I thought that they were actually heading your way to Cabrini Green. I got a phone call actually saying so.
Yeah.
This is puzzling. I don't know what to say. They may have, I don't know, changed routes and decided. I have no idea. That's a good question. But as far as I know, I thought they were like rallying now and should have finished by now. I'm sorry that happened. That sucks. Anything else to report?
No, that's it for now. We have a couple other protesters that came, but
okay.
They're not part of the marchers.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm sorry. You might want to just stick around maybe just a few more minutes, and if not, just try to head downtown.
Yeah, and then I'm going to go to Oak and Michigan.
Okay.
All right.
Signing
out.
Bye. So that's weird. So there's a small rally. So that sucks. There was a small rally at Cabrini Green. 10:52 a.m. here in Chicago. Coming to you from the trenches. Recruiting is waiting for the north side. To arrive, where's the recruiting center? That's on Clybourne. All right. So another update at 10:53 a.m. Okay, well, we're coming to you from the trenches. Chicago Indie Media is continuing coverage of protests and events. Call in if you have details, 773-384-8544. Also, email imc-chicago@indiemedia.org. You can also send us an AOL instant message at Chicago IMC. And we're basically your one-stop shop for all things pertaining to Chicago protests today. We're just updating the events that are taking place. Extraordinary victory in the past week, which was last couple weeks. The Coalition of Immokalee Workers had been lobbying Taco Bell and its parent company, Yum Brands, to increase wages of farm workers, which have been basically demanding for a penny per pound raise for the number of tomatoes that they pick for foods that are used by tomatoes that are used by Taco Bell. They've been involved in the campaign for the last 4 years, and just last week Taco Bell caved in and finally offered to work and offer the raise that they had been promised. Extraordinary victory in the development. It turns out that the Immokalee workers happened to be in Chicago when the announcement came down, or they had just left Chicago when the announcement came down. So new developments there are encouraging. Hopefully they can continue. And a phone call to help ease my throat. Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Liberty from the Southside Theater. I was calling to let everybody at Indie Media know that the Southside Theater is being blocked off by about 10 bike cops at Orleans and Wacker. We were trying to get to Leo Burnett. They don't want us to go there. They're trying to get us to go south on Orleans. There's also a sheriff's bus of about 200 cops. But they're running a show now. We're now crossing over on Walker heading to Leo Burnett.
That's awesome.
Later.
Liberty, this is Mitchell.
Hi, Mitchell. What's up?
Hi. Thank you very much for that. How long were you held up in a blockade?
It was about 15 minutes. And then two people from the Southside Theater started negotiating with the boat cops, and they let us go.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
So where are you headed now?
We're headed to Leo Burnett.
Okay.
We have heard that the Northside Theater is not going to go to Leo Burnett because of the blockades there. But we haven't seen the blockades yet.
What blockade? There are blockades on the north side?
I'm sorry?
Are there blockades on the north side?
At Leo Burnett, and the Northside Theater didn't want to risk it and go to Leo Burnett.
I see. Okay, so I'll pass that along as well. Thank you very much.
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
Later.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
A friend of mine, Liberty is her name. So a group of protesters at Orland and Wacker from a group the South Side March was held for 15 minutes by a police blockade at Orland and Wacker, but was finally allowed to advance to Leo Burnett. Leo Burnett, for people who are wondering what this thing is that everyone's going to protest against. Leo Burnett is an advertising agency. They're probably renowned for a number of the advertising creations that they've created, including Captain Crunch, the Jolly Green Giant. They had done a lot of work for a long time. I think they also created the Marlboro Man. And they are also creating the racist Army of One campaign, which has drawn a lot of ire and protest from a lot of people, youth and militarization organizers and protesters. And as a result, it turns out that they are it's been this increasing focus of a number of protests and rallies. But the rally, as we had just heard, and as you heard live, we brought it to you here on Chicago Indie Media's continuing coverage of protests and events here March 19th, 2005. The police decided to let the Southside March advance to Leo Burnett. There's already a fair number of people already there. It looks like